This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Do you get your best ideas when you're bored or when you're out doing new things? What should we look for when we want to be more creative? Boredom and stimulus may be opposites. But studies into creativity suggest that actually we might need both. Writing for BBC Culture, Claire Thorpe looks at the role that boredom plays in the creative process. Many writers and artists credit being bored with helping them have their best ideas. J.K. Rowling came up with Harry Potter while on a long train journey. Thorpe tells us how some researchers believe that boredom drives our brains to find something to do, leading to creative ideas. So maybe we should take the advice of the musician Questlove and learn to ignore the distractions that we can find on our phones. However, before we all start planning how to bore ourselves into creativity, Sandy Mann, an academic and author, warns that too much boredom can take away the energy we need for creativity. Many experts talk about the importance of finding new experiences in order to be more creative. Actor and writer Keode Awumi recommends getting on a random bus and seeing where you end up, or learning a new musical instrument, as ways to avoid writer's block. Professor Gerard Puccio, a professor of creativity studies, believes that having to look at new things, or old things, in a different light can force us to make unusual connections and come up with innovative solutions. So perhaps what we need is a balance. Enough stimulus to make us look at things in different ways, and enough boredom to give us the breathing space to work through these thoughts.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.